that, and I suppose Brown, it was, they're a good team.
They were a very good team today, and I think the way they started the game and the way they put us under pressure from the off, you know, they thoroughly deserved their win in the end of it. My biggest disappointment from our perspective is we didn't compete with it. What looked like mentally on the pitch as well in that first half, and you know, Dunfermline, although they scored good goals for their perspective, the way we went out to try and combat them, it came too easy for them, but they still took them well. But you know, from my perspective, we didn't compete in the way we've been doing so far this season. We gave goals away too easy, and to be honest, we had very little threat going forward as well in the first half, so we tried to make a couple of adjustments at half time. The game, you're always hopeful you can get back in the game, but 3-0 down at that point, it's a slightly different spin you're putting on it. I was looking for them to come out and be a bit more positive in the second half and put them under pressure. And I felt as though we'd done that reasonably well. We created two or three decent chances, not a lot, but we did play better in the second half. But again, conceded two goals that were extremely easy from their perspective, and that was obviously very, very disappointing.
I think it's a credit to the guys that had slaughtered in the first half, to be quite frank. And they come back, you could have got two goals at one point.
Yeah, well, we came back in the game.
The bar, and I thought,
there's a lot of
character, you know.
They're very disappointed in the changing room, rightly so, but the start to our game, I felt both what we were doing on the pitch and mentally, we never competed at all, and Dunfermline won the game early on, so well played to them.
Good.